welcome to Didion Hawthorne in the In-Between, or DHNI. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to our podcast about the relevance of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book, and let's begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Hello and herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast. Look, I know what you all are thinking. Mackenzie has surely run out of ideas. And naysayers, my response to you is this. Not so. I honestly did research on this topic, and I'm honestly interested in it. So let's get started. But before we get there, this show is up and running because of our wonderful patrons, and I'm so honored to be able to interact with them on a more personal level on this Patreon channel, because y'all, we have the most amazing listeners, really, and I can't fully express my gratitude for those of you who have become patrons and have been listening to the Patreon-only podcasts, have been reading along with the blog posts and the Patreon-only book club. If you want to be a part of our amazing group of patrons, you can sign up or learn more at patreon.com/relevanceofliterature. Thanks again, patrons. My sense of this topic is that sometimes in our most concentrated times of focus, we need to fidget. As a kid, I had a lot of energy, but you could always count on me to sit still and focus very intently and intentionally on some task. Fast forward to early adulthood, and I was sitting down for focused tasks all the time, which included music and, dun-dun-dun, standardized testing. I can't say this for music, but I'll admit I was one of those kids who would rock back and forth or tap my foot or do something else during standardized tests because I just needed something else to do to supplement my deep thinking. Funny anecdotes aside, however, scientific research behind this phenomenon does show that fidgeting or doing something else does help with one's focus. Specifically, quote, research at the University of Hertfordshire in 2005 found that fidgeting improved performance in memory tests, and this might be because it lowers the level of cortisol, a stress hormone that interferes with learning, unquote. That quote is from the BBC, link down in the show notes, found at relevanceofliterature.com/notes. So, our tendency to somewhat split our focus in order to focus better on the task at hand is the first reason why I think drinks of various kinds and books go so well together. The second reason is tradition. I can't relay to you the number of times that this pairing has been drilled into my head by modern and historical authors and readers alike. A writer on Sprudge notes that one of many quotes that are likely familiar for this topic is, quote, as the poet R.M. Engelhart once wrote, a smoke, a book, a cup of coffee. These are the little things that get us through this sometimes weary world and all the rainy days, unquote. This kind of pairing is also in sources like film, so even though my dad was never one to read a newspaper with a cup of coffee by his side, that image is not only immediate, but also familiar to me. Another avenue that we could look at for this tradition category is, of course, consumerism, as the consumerist society that we live in looks to cater for the supposed gaps in our lives with pairings like books and delicious drinks. And it's true that many, many bookstores these days also have coffee shops. For example, one of my favorite bookstores in Chicago is The Bookseller, which also has an incredible accompanying cafe. Politikens Boghall in Copenhagen is my favorite bookstore in the world, and that's another. Interestingly, I also thought about subscription boxes when it came to this point, because while they're not as popular as they were a few years ago, the ones that are still fairly out there, fairly popular, I see as a testament to this legendary pairing. None of these are sponsors, by the way, but they are linked in the show notes for your convenience. There's the Novelty Book Club, Introvert's Retreat, the Hygge Book Club, Coffee and a Classic, the Bookish Box, the Chocolate and Book Box. The list is a pretty hefty one. So whether it's truly about focus, just tradition, or somewhere in between, books and coffee, or books and tea, are absolutely a relevant subject for us to consider as literature enthusiasts. All right, that is all for this week's super short podcast classic episode. As always, thank you for listening, and feel free to leave a comment on the show notes post for this episode, relevanceofliterature.com/notes. Finally, there will be no Thursdays with DFW episode this week, but I will see you all on Monday. Cheers!
If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from us, there is a show and a series for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our website, relevanceofliterature.com, under the ongoing series tab for links to our entire back catalog of episodes. We also have a couple of open surveys that you can find through the links in the description, so if you have 3 minutes while you're waiting in line somewhere, we would very much appreciate your feedback on our show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you next time.